another special event is that right here on the phone, we have our radio friend, Ava August. Aloha, Ava.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're releasing new stuff. Tell us about what it is.
Yes. So on last Thursday, on August 10th, I just released my second single of the summer called Miss You, and it's a duet or a feature track with another American Idol alumni. He made top four the season before me. His name is Louis Knight.
Oh, so cool. That's going to be awesome for everyone to hear. How new is this?
Yeah, this song is very, very new. It was released only a few days ago. It came out last Thursday on August 10th, which is so crazy. I believe today's the 13th, so it's only been out for literally 3 days, but it's been overwhelming how much love I've received so far from fans all over the world, and it's just so cool to finally collaborate with Louis Knight on a song.
What is the contact that folks need to find your music?
Yeah, so basically, I'm Ava August, and you can basically find all my music, my social medias, everything, at Ava, A-V-A, and then August, just like the month. I'm on every single music platform, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, and every single social media platform as well.
Have you started back to school?
No, but I will be going back to school on Tuesday, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh, on top of a music schedule. And can I ask, what is your level, your grade?
Yes, I'm going into my senior year of high school, which is going to be a crazy one.
Yeah, it's, and enjoy as much of it as you can, because it slips by so quickly. Do everything you can that the school has to offer. And I know you have a lot to offer too. So Miss You, what is the theme for that song?
For sure. So Miss You, basically, I first got the initial idea for the song the day before I had a songwriting session booked with Louis Knight and this amazing producer named Red. Louis Knight, at the time, this was last April, he had been living out in LA for numerous years. And we had kind of hooked up on social media. We were talking about working together. And so he had this great producer named Red. He hooked me up with him as well. We got a session on the books. And the day before that songwriting session, I was just sitting at my piano in my room by myself. I really, really wanted to write a song that encapsulated the feeling of a fleeting summer love. And, you know, what it feels like to be young and just in love and feel like, you know, nothing could get in your way. Nothing could stop you. And it would last forever. And so I came up with the first verse and the hook, which is kind of like the first half of the chorus. I brought that to the session, and they both really liked the idea. And so as we started, you know, building the rest of the song, we got to the second verse, and I told Louis, I'm like, you know, I really feel like in order for this song to progress, we really need to tell the story from a male perspective. And so it was so crazy because we were not intending on having Louis on the track initially until we got to that second verse and we're like, okay, we need to tell the story from Louis's perspective. And he totally agreed. And we finished the song that day. And then we only went back to do some final tweaks like a few weeks after the first session. And then pretty much Louis moved back to England, and it was kind of hard to correspond and get a date just because of the time difference and where he was living. But we were able to make it all happen, and it was a success, and I'm so happy that it's finally out.
And are you, besides vocal, are you just a single vocal, or are you backtracking your own vocals too?
Yeah, that's such a great question. It's so funny. So many people, when they first hear that initial chorus, they're like, is that Louis singing in the back or is that me? It's actually me and my vocal doubles. So I have a ton of vocal doubles like over my own kind of just layered vocals. And
nice.
So I've got the lead vocals and then all these doubles and triples. And then Louis comes in the second verse and then after, you know, for the rest of the song. And one other thing I wanted to point out too that's just so important about the song is in the second verse, I really wanted to talk about, and also just throughout the entire song, like specific locations in Laguna Beach and Dana Point that, you know, mean something to me. And I have a lot of memories there. And so Louis Knight actually sings about Forest Avenue in the second verse.
That's
so special
great.
To me. And I think a lot of the viewers or listeners will also find that really interesting. So we talk about Forest Avenue. We talk about Lookout Point in Dana Point. And so all these different little picture memories. And I hope everyone who listens feels nostalgic and maybe a little hopeful, and hopefully you guys can relate to it.
Well, the other thing is Ava August is a multi-instrumentalist in ukulele, guitar, keyboards, and I don't even know what all else you're hitting. Are you having instruments in this recording too?
Yes. So this song, I initially started on the piano. Then my producer, Red, started playing it on the acoustic guitar or on the electric guitar, actually. And I fell in love with it. So we took it to the guitar, and then we built, you know, this really awesome, chill, just carefree track behind the lead vocals that really complements it. And we add some drums, and it's just got a really chill summer carefree vibe.
Besides school, Ava August, what are your plans for gigs or anything, performances or more recordings?
Yeah, so Louis Knight, he's been living in London for the past 4 months, but Louis's going to be coming back in the beginning of September. And Louis and I are really, really wanting to do a Laguna Beach hometown performance.
Yes.
And we're going to try to make that happen and get, you know, a bunch of people involved. And we'd love to have, you know, the radio station, you guys come down, and we'd love to come up to you guys and visit. But I think we're going to do some hometown show.
That was so wonderful. And thank you so much, Ava August, for taking part of doing debut music on KXFM Radio. This will be also podcast at kxfmradio.org. If anybody missed it the first time around, and you'd be able to hear your song, Miss You. Anything else you want to say about it?
That's amazing. I'm just so, so happy that it's out, and I can't thank you enough, Tom, for your support and all the listeners here on the station. You guys mean the world to me. And, you know, it really is the fan support. That's why I do it. I do it for the people who listen. And it's just every time I release a song, it's like I just get even more excited with every release. So I hope you guys enjoy this one.
We will. I'm going to have my triplet 7-year-old niece, Sierra, introduce your song. All right. Thanks so much. Ava August.
Amazing.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
My name is Sierra. I love your music. My favorite station is Radio 104.7 in Laguna Beach. I like music.
When I think about last summer and kissing undercover, I miss you. Holding my hands in the park, we'd sleep under the stars, yeah, I miss you. You built a kingdom in my heart, and I held the keys. Late nights in your car, down empty streets. Thought we'd never part, made me believe. We'd stay here forever, two lovers together. We'd park on the lookout and sing to the moon. Your black denim jacket I stole from your room. Things aren't the same, but when I see the waves, they pull me back to you. When I think about last summer and kissing undercover, I miss you. It's like